We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just north and south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via the Galaxy 25 satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is hour number three of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. This is February 7th, 2009. As we continue on here, and we're going to be visiting with Paul Walter, who is the founder and editor at newswithviews.com. They're a sponsor here on the network. That's not why we're having them on. He's got a lot to say, folks, because he immigrated here from another country, which was a communist country, and he has seen the direction that we're taking in America. And that's one of the reasons why I believe he started his website, newswithviews.com, is to sound the alarm bells and whistles to try to get people woke up to this reality that we're facing today, that we're losing our country to communism, or to at least a communist-type system. Today they've revamped it and call it communitarianism. The point of the matter is, folks, is this is not the America that our founding fathers envisioned, apparently, and we need to do everything we can to reverse course and take this back from the controllers, from the money powers that are operating behind the scenes. Now, in the last hour, real quickly before we bring Paul up, we were visiting with Melody from Colorado, and we were talking about this plan, Barack Obama's plan to utilize universal citizen service. And Melody, did you have any other thoughts on that?
Other than the fact that you're just starting to see lots of different little ways they're sliding in this indoctrination. They had a huge budgetary expense for mental. If I'm trying to remember it correctly, I believe it was put in their the congressional budget for mental screening or something
mental
of that sort.
Mental health screening?
Yeah, but and we just need to be. I mean, you're just seeing these little hints here and there, but you know, if people aren't looking, they don't notice it. I was like, got my teeth cleaned this week, and I asked a hygienist about the, you know, what she thought about fluoride, and she just jumped right in, just, you know, swearing by it. And then I asked her, have you read a lot about it? And she said, oh, yes, yes, yes. So it's just a matter of where you've been indoctrinated. And so if they start putting up these centers, just imagine. And while I'm at it, I just wanted to mention that they've got the strangest message on your streaming website, so, like, you can't get in, but I just happen to be that I have two computers, and one was already on.
Huh.
And so I've got to where I started recording some of these little more controversial programs.
Okay.
In case they disappear.
So, I appreciate that. Well, and you, real quickly, now, you're a talk show host yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Give your show a plug.
Well, it's Truth Quest, and it's on KHEN LPFM radio in Salida, Colorado. So,
and you stream on the internet as well, right?
Yeah, yes, we do.
Okay, so they can go to truthquest.info, is it?
No, it's www.givemesometruth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, we have returned. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here. And real quickly, Melody, give out your web address.
Okay, well, it's www.givemesometruth.info, and it's streamed on the net at khen.org. And one other quick thing is the fact that if we don't come up, we need to start throwing out some answers, what we could do in case we do end up accomplishing, you know, stopping these people. And expect those things to be attacked if we do, so we need to have several different options.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm all for state sovereignty, and I see that there are a number of states that have begun to rebel against this federal control. So hopefully we'll explore that some in this hour. But, hey, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Check out her website, givemesometruth.info, listeners. That's Melody from Colorado. She has her own talk show. I want to bring up Paul Walter. Paul escaped communism in his home country, Yugoslavia, when he emigrated with his family to America in 1956. Now, since that time, he's been startled to find many of the same traits being adopted here in America that he had thought he'd left behind. It was for that reason that Paul started News with Views to warn his fellow countrymen of the dangers of socialism and totalitarian government. And we're pleased to have Paul Walter on the broadcast on Govern America this morning. Paul, good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Darren.
It's a blessing to have you. Nancy Levan is here as well. And, why don't you start by talking a little bit about where you came from. It was Yugoslavia, and you were living under communism there. Why don't you describe the people a little bit about what life was like in your former country?
Well, you know, I hate to tell you this, Darren, but it wasn't quite as bad as what's getting here.
Wow.
What I remember is it was a lot, we weren't as, how can I put that? Morally, people weren't as corrupt as they are here. We didn't have gay pride parades there. I remember when I went to school there, we had teachers stationed at the theater to make sure that the children didn't see certain movies. And, of course, we didn't have the movies in the 50s. They were as raunchy as they are today. But, you know, if there were a couple seen, even sleeping in bed was not allowed for the children to see because it gives them ideas. And I remember the school used to post on the bulletin board only the movies that we were allowed to see. So the teacher was posted there to make sure the children didn't go into to see a movie excuse me, that we were not allowed to see. Any extreme violence or anything like this or scary movies, we were not allowed to see to protect the children's innocence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that here. We didn't have a lot of things that I see here today. We didn't have religious freedom there like we have here. But here with the religious freedom, what did their pastors do instead of exercising their religious freedom and expose evil? They put rose-colored glasses on and take on political correctness, and they basically took on the three-monkey concept. I see no evil, I will speak of no evil, I will hear of no evil. And only thing they do is just, you know, everything has to be positive, everything has to be politically correct, and that's basically what our churches have become. Back in the old days, you know, they used to speak the truth. Today, no longer, because they may offend someone and they're afraid to offend anyone. I see that same thing in our own county here, where the pastors are appeasing the corrupt politicians here. And if a corrupt politician doesn't want to come on his radio show because the callers are attacking him, he senses the callers to make sure that the corrupt politician isn't attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Appease them, and I see that happening all over the country, and our country is basically morally bankrupt. They tolerate filthy movies, they tolerate gay pride parades, they tolerate pornography in schools, they tolerate homosexuality in schools. We didn't have those kind of things when I was growing up in the old country.
You know, you mentioned morality. I want to come back to that because the in your thinking, why is it so important for America to be strong? Why is a good, strong moral backbone important?
Well, because a nation that has lost its way when it comes to morals cannot be strong. A nation, America, I always knew that if America ever was going to be conquered, it would have to be conquered from within. It can never be conquered from without because it was too strong. And when people start, overlook this corruption, they overlook that corruption. And when you see even on the local level here, because I'm very much involved into political things here on the local level, is they call you negative. Because when you speak the truth and you tell them what the problem is, that's negative. But when you put rose-colored glasses on and tell them everything is wonderful and birds are singing, then they're happy because they don't really want to hear it. People don't want to hear the truth. I know your audience does because we're preaching to the choir. But when you're talking to everyday Joe out there in a community, they don't want to hear this stuff. They know something is wrong, but they don't want to hear what the problem is.
You know, coming back to the issue of morality for a moment, it dawns on me that the current communist goals that were read into the congressional record back in 1963 from Cleon Skousen, he revealed those in The Naked Communist, and one of those was to portray homosexuality as a normal and a healthy lifestyle. And also another goal that they had was to put pornography on television. And so we're seeing these goals. It's like this orchestrated breaking down of the social fabric. And I've said repeatedly on this broadcast that it's obvious to me that a country that has no morals, they have to bankrupt the people morally first.
That's right.
Because otherwise, you know, if you have no morals, it's every man for himself, and you'll spy on your neighbor. You'll turn your neighbor in for things that, you know, the domestic terrorism or whatever. You know, if you have too much food, you know, it's this whole mentality of tearing down the social fabric, isn't it?
Yep, exactly. They're starvation of biblical proportions are coming on the horizon. I can see it coming. All created deliberately in a nation of plenty. In a nation where food is abundant, they're going to create starvation of biblical proportions. And then they're going to say, well, folks, the reason you're hungry because your neighbor's got lots of food stores, so you have to turn him in. And you know what? They'll turn him in. I guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here, people will sell their soul for a bowl of porridge, thinking that they're going to save themselves, and all they're going to do is enslave themselves more.
How did you get out of Yugoslavia?
We escaped that night. I remember I was 14 years old. I'm 64 now, and water was up to my neck, crossing a creek or a river, whatever we were crossing at night. And we walked at night, and we slept in the forest during the daytime, and we walked at night. But we wouldn't get caught until we got about 100 miles or so into Austria. And then we caught a train to Vienna, and I went to school there, too, for about a year or two before we immigrated to the United States. And then I served in the United States Army for 3 years.
Wow. Now, at what point did you start to realize that the country that you had escaped to seemed to be trending toward the same kind of system that you had just escaped from?
Well, what I noticed, the similarities here is, like I said in my article, that we were not allowed to criticize our government. You could criticize American government, but you could not criticize your own government. And if you criticize a crooked politician or a dishonest politician, you are labeled as anti-government. And that's what's happening here. And then cops are dressed in black. Cops were dressed in black there, too. And the reason they're dressed in black, and they break your door down at 2 o'clock in the morning because you're asleep and you're disoriented. And this way they can have the upper hand on you. And that's why they always come at night to break your door down and haul you off. And the cops are becoming basically tyrants here. They're have the elitist attitude. I see that every day, that they're better than you, and they look down on the public. But not all, of course, just most of them. And it's the same similarity here, to where if you criticize a crooked politician who is dishonest, you know, you're labeled as anti-government. So basically what you have to do is just keep your mouth shut and tolerate his corruption and not speak up.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's a similarity that I see between here and there.
Yeah, and it's certainly a disturbing thing. Nancy, I don't want to leave you out of this conversation. Anytime you want to jump in, feel free to do so.
Okay, Paul, hi, how are you?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Paul, I want you to kind of tell us about when you started News with Fuse, kind of tell us about the evolution of the website, because in my opinion, you have, I think, the most quality writers of the freedom movement, bar none, of any other website. The collection of the writers that you have that are very, very loyal to your site, we've got Cliff Kincaid, Edwin Vieira, Patrick Wood, Charlotte Iserbit, Nikki Rapana, Chuck Baldwin, D.V. Kidd, Dennis Cuddy, Deanna Spingola, just on and on and on. They have been terribly loyal to your site. How did you collect these writers? How did you grow News with Fuse?
Well, the reason that we started this is because I noticed that people on the left, the left side, the socialists, point a finger at the right. They see the hypocrisy of the right, but they don't see their own hypocrisy. So when people on the extreme right point a finger at the left, and each one points a finger at the other, but as they're doing that, they escape the hypocrisy of their own. So they don't see their own hypocrisy. They're too busy pointing the hypocrisy of the other party. And the reason a lot of people say, you know, and I'll stray off to attract you for a second, is you say, well, we don't really have two political parties. Both parties are the same.
Okay, hey, can you hold your thoughts there, Paul? We got to take a break here.
Okay.
All right, just hold your thoughts. Remember where you are, and we'll take this break. And, folks, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and talk to Paul, 800-313-9443. We have to take this break. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't go away.
Quirky purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Quirkies are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
I really like it.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. We're visiting with Paul Walter. He's the editor and founder of NewsWithViews.com. Go there, www.newswithviews.com. They have commentaries, different commentaries, and news reports every day. And most of you, I'm sure, are aware of the work that they do there. Paul, before the break, in response to Nancy's question, you were talking about some of the finger-pointing that goes on, the left versus the right, and, you know, the hypocrisy in both sides of this dialectical conflict that's going on between the left versus the right, the Republicans versus the Democrats, the red states versus the blue states. Did you want to pick up on your thoughts?
Yes. The reason there's no difference between the two political parties, because I see that on a local level, and it's the same thing on a national level, and that's why I realized why when you have two parties and they're really doing it, going the same direction, is because they go into these team-building sessions. And these team-building sessions, they brainwash them, and they tell them, well, you got to do this, and you got to do this, and this is so, and that's so. And what they do, they lose their common sense. And when they start losing their common sense, they do things for the sake of the group. In other words, you can't go your own direction and do what you think is right. You have to do what the group wants. So what they do, they have change agents and manipulators that manipulate the group in a certain direction, and that's the way they all go because they don't know any better, and they've lost their way. And the reason I started News and Views is because, as I said, you go on the net, and you had a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. And that website, and I'm not going to name the website, but I think most of you know which ones they are. the Republicans can't do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And everything rotten in the country is all the Democrats' fault. Then you go to the liberal websites, and the problem is the Democrats, I mean, the Republicans are the problem in everything, and the Democrats can't do no wrong. Then you go to other websites, and they're the mouthpieces for the Christian right, or the mouthpieces for this, or the mouthpiece for that. And I figure, now, wait a minute, there's something wrong here, because when the pendulum swings from the left to the right, it bypasses the center in the middle where the common sense lies. So that's mm-hmm. why we started this. And to us, it's not the left or the right, but what's right. So we're true to what's right, and we attack both sides. We attack the wrong that are on both sides, and it doesn't matter what political party affiliation you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And our writers, we will not take any writers that are anti-Semitic. We don't tolerate anti-Semitism on our website because we don't see, you know, that there are people out there who believe that Jews are the problem behind everything. We don't believe that. I think there's evil Jews and there's good Jews and there's evil Christians and there's good Christians. And there's even good Muslims, and not all Muslims are evil either. So every race has good and evil people in them. And it's evil that's the problem, not the color of a person's skin. And that's the direction we take, and that's why we've been so successful, and we've grown to the point to where we get over 1 million hits a day.
Well, and that's an incredible reach, too. You know, so you're seeing this dialectical debate go back and forth between all these sides. So News with Views was designed to be the basically, you know, I think about all these newspapers. Newspapers, the freedom of the press, one of the reasons why we have this in the Constitution was supposed to be a watchdog on government, to inform the people, to inform the citizenry as to what's going on in government and expose this corruption so that people can actually
media,
do something about it. Go ahead.
Media is not the watchdog of the government like they used to be, or to protect the innocent and to protect the good and expose the evildoers, whether they're evil landlords or evil land barons or evil politicians. All they're basically on the side of the courthouse crowd now and against the people. That's the what happened to the newspapers, and that's Internet came in, and it's a little bit different now because Internet news sites now are fighting for the good people of this country, which the newspaper should be doing.
I'm sure being in the business that you're in, the news business, and namely the Internet news business, that you're alarmed by these encroachments. You probably keep your finger on the pulse of government regulation of the Internet. Do you see any trends in that direction?
Yes. Well, the first thing the socialists do when they get in power, and by the way, I think Obama is a Marxist, and I'll tell you something, I don't like him, not because he's black, because I'll vote for a black president in a second. I'd rather have a good black president than a bad white president. And I take Thomas Sowell any day as a president of the United States over this guy. So what the direction that the first thing the socialists do when they gain power is to silence freedom of speech. And they're going to go after this calling the fairness doctrine. And it's fairness doctrine is really an oxymoron because it isn't fair at all. And what they want to do is they can't come out and say, well, we want to destroy freedom of speech so we won't be exposed for what we are. So they have to put a name on it called the fairness doctrine, just like global warming. And once people catch on that global warming is a sham, then they turn around and they call it climate change. So it's the same thing with the fairness doctrine. It isn't anything fair about it. All they want to do is silence Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and talk radio, or like Laura Ingraham, who are basically exposing them. Because, you see, if I want to be a crooked politician and lie to you, well, my greatest threat is the guy who sees my lie and exposes me. So first thing I want to do is silence him. Say, hey, as long as I can silence this guy, I can keep lying to the people and get away with it. But once someone sees and catches on to my lies and starts exposing me, well, that's the greatest fear I got.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of reminds you of this movie I just saw recently where...
Okay, let's take another break here, and then you can talk about the movie, okay?
Okay.
Sorry to have to interrupt you. Folks, we're visiting with Paul Walter of newswithviews.com. Check out his website, newswithviews.com. We have to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
A.com.
Broadcast Govern America. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and you can go there and link across to newswithviews.com. And we're visiting with Paul Walter, who is the editor and founder of News with Views. And Paul, before the break, you were talking about, you were going to use an analogy of a movie that you had seen. Did you want to pick up where you left off?
I think I remember what I was trying to say is there was this guy selling snake oil. It was a Western movie, and they come with this covered wagon, and they move into this town, and they roll up the canvas on the side, and they're selling snake oil. And this snake oil, all it is water, colored water, and he was selling this, telling him that it would cure everything from athlete's feet to God knows what. And here there was a guy that walked up and says, folks, this guy's a sham. And this guy's telling you a lie. This snake oil isn't going to cure anything. Well, do you think this guy selling a snake oil likes that guy out there pointing a finger at him and telling the folks standing to listen to this that this guy's a liar? No.
Right.
That's his greatest threat. And that's the same way as the Democrats do. Democrats and the liberals, and it's not just Democrats, because the Republicans will sell you out, too. So it's they're selling you lies, and the greatest threat to them is Darren Week Show or Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh, any of the people who see what the problem is, and they point the fingers at folks, these people are telling you a lie, they want to shut that down. Well, in order to shut it down, it's like, well, we need a fairness doctrine. It isn't anything fair about it. It's an oxymoron, and I don't think the majority of people catch on what this really is all about.
And so one thing, go ahead, Nancy.
Paul, you know, we have seen a lot of very good writers who tend to get stuck on just a little sliver, a piece of the big picture. For instance, you'll have writers that will devote years to the border issue or years to the global warming scam. You know, we have great appreciation for the writers who do try to present the big picture. This is why we so appreciate Dennis Cuddy, Deanna Spingola, people like this. Now, one thing that I think is very important for our listeners is News with Views has a very, very, very important library of books and CDs. For sale, I direct all listeners to go look at this library of work that are very, very important for your educations. Now, one of the very important books in that library happens to have been written by you, Paul. It is called The Coming Battle, and I have read that book. And I think that The Coming Battle is a very, very important book today for listeners due to the economic crisis that this country has fallen into. You have to have historical context. I think that this book is very, very important. Can you talk about your book a little bit?
Well, the reason we would publish this book, it was written by a man that was born before the Civil War, published first in 1899, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And what this book contains, basically, is how the blueprint for the destruction of America, how the recessions and depressions are created, how universities and influential colleges were infiltrated with change agents to take them in a liberal socialist agenda back in the as early as 1800s, I mean. And that's what this book is all about. It tells you how this country was taken over, how churches are basically, you'll see why churches are basically non-entities anymore, because they were the seminary schools were taken over by European socialists who came here, immigrated from Europe, and took this over, our influential colleges and everything. And the book exposes how they created the national debt and how they didn't want the national debt paid off, because under Andrew Jackson, he believes that if we don't pay the national debt off, we'll indenture our future generation, our children. We'll put an albatross around our children's necks. And they said, no, we can't do that. We want this national debt. And what they're doing today with this bailout, you know what this bailout is like? It's like if you got a $3,000 mortgage to pay on your home, and you can't afford to pay the mortgage payments because, you know, you lost your job or your wife doesn't work anymore or whatever it is. So you're falling behind on your mortgage payments. So you figure, well, wait a minute, I got to do something. So you go to the bank, borrow $50,000, and put in your savings account so you can keep making the payments. That's what this national debt is. And it's that simple. Is what they're doing is now you got two mortgages, because as you're taking $3,000 a month out of this $50,000, eventually you're gonna run out to $50,000, and then you still owe, now you're gonna owe $5,000 monthly payments, and then you borrow more and you borrow more to keep the payment. So what you're doing is you're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, and eventually everything catches up with you. So what these people are doing is they're putting an albatross around our children's necks.
Yes.
And they're bankrupting this country as fast as they can. And in fact, the first question that most people ask me is, well, why are they doing this? Very simple, because they know they can get away with it. Because most people are dumber than a box of rocks. And even if they know what's going on, they're not going to do anything. They don't even do anything on the local level. We go to local meetings here to stand up to county commissioners that are doing wrong. You know how many people are there? Three, maybe five if you're lucky. Ten if you're
extremely lucky. I'm surprised there's that many.
That's right. Most people don't want to get involved. They're too busy watching TV, too busy watching the soap operas or dating his girlfriend or whatever they're doing. They don't get involved. And that's why these people are doing to you what they're doing, because they know they can get away with it. There's no consequences. If a burglar wants to rob your home and you leave your door open and he walks into your home and you're standing there waving at him, "Hi, Charlie," and he's walking out with your stereo and you're just sitting there waving at him, you know what he's saying to himself? "Gosh, I can come back tomorrow and take some more."
Yeah.
And that's why this is happening to these people. And first thing they say to me is, "Well, what can I do if I want to do something?" Go to meetings. Go to school board meeting. Get yourself elected on a school board. Get yourself elected on a city council. Get yourself elected on a city county commissioners. And don't go to these team building brainwash sessions. Do what's right. And if you're the only one standing there yelling, say, "Hey, this is not right," then do so. And don't worry about what anybody's going to think of you, if they're going to like you or not. Who cares if they like you or not? The Lord will like you. The good people will like you. And if the bad ones don't like you, who cares? And most people can't tolerate that. They can't tolerate finger pointing. You know, "Oh, God, look at this." I remember when we were picketing a local liberal newspaper that we got here. And I mean, they're about as rotten as they come. And we call them the Daily Discourager. So this guy walks by me as I'm standing there holding the sign, and he says, "Gosh, I like what you folks are doing out here. Keep up the good work." And I said, "Well, if you like what we're doing, why don't you come and help us?" And he looks at me and says, "Well, I have to go home and ask my wife." Honest, it's the truth. He has to ask his wife if it's okay to take a stand. And in fact, so another man came by, and he said, "Yeah, I'll hold the sign for a few minutes," and he hid behind the sign, make sure no one saw his face. So they don't recognize him out there because he was embarrassed. See, that's why we lose in our country. People have lost their backbone. They have lost courage. They have lost their sense of duty. That you know, everything that you have because we live in a free country. And when you start losing your sight of what freedom is and what responsibility is and what morals are, standing up for justice like the comic book Superman did, you know, where he stood for justice in a true and American way. People have lost all that. Our heroes are comic book heroes. We don't have any real life heroes.
Yeah, movie stars, Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah,
you know,
all the phonies, that's their heroes.
Yeah, exactly. The glamour and the glitz. That's all we care about. You know,
and that's sad.
A sad commentary.
And then you have the patriot movement or the decent people who are standing out, but they're all divided. Each one, "No, I'm going to do this. No, I'm going to do that." See, but the liberals and the socialists are all united. And the gay movement, they're very united. And
yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say when you were talking about people being afraid or embarrassed to go out and do public protests and that kind of thing. You know, I got my foray in this whole patriot movement through these social issues. When I was going to church, I recognized my responsibility was to take a stand for what's right in this world. And I started off going to these abortion clinics and actually picketing abortion clinics. You know, but like you said, there were times that I was there by myself. You know, in fact, more times than not, I was out there standing by myself. But, you know, getting back to the subject of communism here, you know, Paul, we've been recently witnessing more and more of these communist countries talking about putting up a united front. The other side doesn't have a problem doing that. You know, and China, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, we're seeing them more and more getting together, having meetings, having their powwows, you know, and plotting and strategizing. And obviously it looks to me like, and I don't know, I would like to get your take on this as well, that the communists, you know, the wagons are circling. It looks like they know that America is on the decline, that we're drastically in debt. In fact, China owes, I guess, over $1 trillion worth of our debt that we know about. You know, it looks to me like they're plotting and scheming for the day that the whole thing comes tumbling down and they're building up their military powers, even as ours is on decline. What are your thoughts on this? Do you see that this is something that everyone should be concerned about?
Well, you know, I see this as wolves attacking this deer, and they're ripping it to pieces, eating it. And there are foxes out on around this area just waiting to come in there and tear off what's left over. And that's what's happening to America. America is never going to survive. America cannot survive when there's treason from within. They cannot. It will not stand. And the problem, really the big problem, is the church leadership. That's where the problem is. Because they tell you, in most cases, well, it's in the Lord's hands. He's going to take care of everything. I'll tell you something. Lord is holding his nose right now looking down at America, because they believe that they're going to be raptured up in the sky, and they don't have to do anything, because when Jesus comes, he's going to save them, and he's not going to save any of them. Because I wouldn't want to be in the kingdom of heaven with a bunch of rotten sheep. I'll say, there's no way I want to be with you. I want to be with people like you and Nancy. Those are the kind of people I want to be with. I don't want to be with a bunch of sheep that go to church on Sunday and never stand for anything between Monday and Saturday. And that's what these people believe. And that's why it's like this. And the pastors, they reinforce this. That's really where the problem is. They tell you, well, don't stand for anything, because Romans 13 says that we have to obey government authority. And Hitler, he loved that passage, by the way. Government authority. But nowhere in there it says that you have to obey Stalin's or Hitler's or Pol Pot's or Idi Amin's of this world and tyrants of this world. Jesus never said that. He said to stand up in evil and it will flee. They tell you just the opposite of what the truth is.
God instills each of us with a conscience, and we know right from wrong instinctively, unless that conscience becomes seared through conditioning or through continual wrong action on our part. So, I mean, just common sense should tell us that we have to take a stand for what's right. Hey, Paul, I got a caller here. Let's go to the phone lines. Folks, 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Paul Walter, who's the editor and founder of newswithviews.com. And let's go to Indiana, and Ernie is on the line in Indiana. Ernie, good morning.
Hi, how are you all doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, fine. Dave, have you got Triumphant Plutocracy in your library?
What's that?
You got Pettigrew's Triumphant Plutocracy on your bookshelf?
Paul?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, it was an expose. It was kind of like a biography of this Dakota senator telling his version of America after the Civil War. You can read it online. Pettigrew is a pretty interesting guy.
No, we don't have that.
Yeah, it fills in, I would say it supplements The Coming Battle. It adds a little more detail. But a lot of the stuff that happened after the Civil War with the rise of Northern industrialism, that's when politics really started getting into the game of buying and selling seats in a big way.
So what's the title? What's the title of that book again?
It's called Triumphant Plutocracy.
Triumphant Plutocracy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to check into that.
The guy's last name is Pettigrew.
All right.
And you can read it online too.
All right. Well, very good. Did you have anything else for Paul?
Well, my thing right now is we're seeing here in Indiana, for one reason or another, this crash is coming slow. But still, our politicians are asking us what they need to do. They're polling us and
crash is going to come fast now, because as Obama got in, things are going to accelerate at a speed of light. And the reason it's going to accelerate fast right now, because they know the time is short. They know if they don't pull this off real fast, people are going to wake up and they may reverse this. And that's why they're accelerating their agenda, and that's why they're going after this bailout as fast as they can. They're going to go into mental health screening, where every man, woman, and child in America is going to be mentally screened for the mental health. And remember now, the people who are the mental screeners, they're not going to be screened for mental health. And they're the ones that need to be screened for mental health, because they're nutty and on a fruitcake. And these people are going to screen you and I to see that if our mind is healthy.
Well, science. That's the scientific socialist. Is they have a firm belief in human reason. So they create their little models of what a healthy human should be. And of course, it's all wrapped around socialism.
Yeah, you have to be a good little robot, a good little comrade, and just say, yes, sir, comrade, then your mind is healthy. But if you're an individual and you stand to what you believe in, you'd be labeled as a nut.
Everything yeah, well, there's no role for individuality in a beehive.
No, it's all about the common good and the greater good, which is their moral platform.
Yeah, well, that's international for internationalism and European internationalism. I tell everybody, you know, if you want internationalism in a one-party system, just keep going the direction you're going.
Yeah, we're
really crazy. If you're crazy enough to borrow interest-bearing money to pay on old interest payments, then you need to be wrapped up in a straitjacket and tossed into a padded room because you're crazy.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ernie. We were up against the clock. Folks, we got to take one more break, and we'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
848.
Okay, we have returned. I'm going to dispense with the music here because we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. We have a few minutes left, and I want to go to the phone lines again and take Joe in Virginia. Joe, good morning.
Hello. My name is Joe from Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, you know, that I don't know why I'm wired into this, what we're going through with this, what socialist takeover of America and things.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, my granddaddy fought in World War II, my mother's father. And he came back a changed man. And he said what hurt him the most is how the United States soldiers was mistreating the German citizens, you know. And he said, you know, this wasn't no German takeover. It was a Nazi takeover of Germany. And he just, you know, he saw it on the level that he saw it, you know, and seemed like it came down on me because I'm the only one in my family to see this thing for what it is. You know, Obama, Martin Luther King, and other black so-called leaders where these socialist conspiracy, you know, pick out leaders for us, whether they white or black, you know, and how they just corrupt people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, they just took us off the path of the truth, you know. You know, all we do is watch TV.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in my family that see this conspiracy for what it is.
God bless you for having the courage to look and see. Did you have a question for Paul?
Not really. I just wanted to know what could he tell me as a black man, you know, how to conduct myself and, you know, to be, just like my wife, I'm married. She just loves this Obama thing. She's drinking the Kool-Aid and that's all she's doing. And, you know,
well, the Bible says, my friend, that the house will be divided against itself, that your children may be your enemy or against you. Your wife may be against you. What you do is you stand up for what's right anyway. Don't be angry with your wife because she doesn't see Obama for what he is. Just stand up on principles, be a decent man, be a good husband and a good father, and one day she may come around and learn to see Obama for what he is. And this is not a black or a white issue. It's a issue of spirit. Obama is, in other words, I'd vote for a black man in a second, as long as he's not a Marxist. And, to me, color doesn't make any difference. What's inside of a person, his belief system, his mindset, is what matters.
The other suggestion that I would say to you is, when you read things on News with Views, specifically, send people the writings of Dennis Cuddy, of Deanna Spingola. We are in the business of educating the public.
Planting seeds.
That is what we do. And we may not, it may be too late, but the writings of people will last. And if we serve to teach the next generation or the generation after that, that's going to have to be good enough. We're behind the ball game here, and we have to teach. We have to educate, and if you teach one person, you've done a great job.
Be the example that you want everyone to be to your wife, and eventually she'll come around.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. I want to thank you very much for your work and your efforts, and we have to have you back. There's so many different directions we could have explored. I have a long list of things, but hey, God bless you, man. Thank you very much for what you're doing, trying to wake this country up. Thanks, Nancy. Folks, join us again next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you.
The next